Is this? All right, this is our Build a Better Business Mastermind. I'm talking with Sherry, and Sherry is also my co-host, my co-mod. And so we're talking about her business today while we're waiting for other folks to tune in. So, Sherry, what do you have today?
Well, welcome on this October 2nd, 2023, to International Dysgraphia Awareness Day. So, whoo-hoo, over in the UK, there is a group called Dyslexia A to Z, and they did a Dysgraphia Awareness Day event where they brought people in all talking about dysgraphia. They have 17 speakers that
Did you
started.
even know this existed?
Yes.
Okay, this is
Not
amazing.
before I started working here, but in this
Okay,
stuff. But
okay.
anyway, it started at 4 a.m. our time.
Because
And
they're
it
what, 5 hours ahead of us?
something like that.
So,
And it
yeah.
goes through all these 17 speakers, 12 of them that got pre-recorded, and the rest of us, the other five or whatever it was, went live. I was one of the live participants, and the girl right after me was also live. Maria, the host of the event today, and the girl who came after me, Bridget, were both in my Emotional Kids Summit. So I am not sure
Okay.
if they knew one another or if I introduced them along the way, but also one of the other girls that's on the Handwriting Collaborative spoke, but she wrote pre-recorded. Hello, Estelle.
Yes.
I'm telling Kathy what happened this morning. I spoke in London at 9:30.
Isn't that amazing?
So,
Yeah, you're on mute. You're on mute, Estella.
oh my goodness.
I flew home already. No, I'm really
You
kidding.
were on the super jet.
I feel like it, yeah.
Well, they,
Oh,
yeah, the
wow.
UK is 5 hours ahead of us. So it started at 4 a.m. our time, which is 9 a.m. their time. So,
Yeah.
Sherry, you then were one of the first speakers if you were on. No,
No,
because it was
I'm
4 a.m. there.
midday.
Right. Okay. So
It
at
for them, it
9:30.
was like 3, 4 o'clock in the
3:30.
afternoon.
Okay.
So it's she's like doing like a 12-hour day or something like that. It's absolutely crazy the connections that are being made. So I tried a brand new webinar.
Okay.
So back up a couple steps on that thought. And Estelle, you don't probably don't know this. I've been taking a course on how to create your signature talk. It has been phenomenal.
Really?
The amount of things that I'm learning from this course. So you get a digital version of the course so you can work through the digital stuff. You can learn, you can learn, you can learn. They culminate it. And this particular year, I just got in at the right time. I was gifted a 2-day workshop in November. And so I'm going to Miami, Florida in November to go to the 2-day workshop.
And it's called How to Create Your
How to sign, I think it's called
Oh,
it's
your
on Signature Talk.
Oh, how to create your Okay, that's what you said.
So they teach you how to take your signature talk, kind of like your VPS, speak it in 60 seconds, speak it in a full day workshop, and what to do to cut in and what to delete and things like that, and how to make it look like an accordion, and it is kind of the gist of it. And so I've been working on setting this up. So I have a preliminary version before I go to the workshop.
Okay.
They presented it, and the response I got, okay, so it was set up on Zoom with panelists, and the meeting people outside. So I didn't really get to interact a whole lot with people, which is the way I like to do it. But So this was the first time I tried it. And so the purpose of the webinar version, like the 45-minute version, is mm-hmm. to perfect it and bring it to evergreen, because once it goes evergreen, it's like you've done it once and you can gain.
It's rinse and repeat.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk build a better business, that's the purpose of where I'm going with this one. So this was the first time I presented it. I've been writing it. The other thing that's happening right now is tonight at 7:30, I am hosting 20 to 25 people. John Lee and I are hosting them to gather beta readers for the book. So the book is at that point in time where we are going to start releasing sections of the book with the goal for them, which they don't know until tonight, is by November 13th, having their feedback on whether it's making logical sense.
Mm-hmm.
So by November 13th, that's when the workshop is. So I will be able to potentially process their feedback, bring it into a presentation.
That's going to be a lot of work for you to do all at once right there.
And so we're actually creating the entire content plan for 2024. So I've been creating social media images and stuff like that. I've been like a busy, busy, busy bee. And then I do a 3-hour version of this workshop on the 20th before I ever go to that. So I'm curious to see if anybody actually follows up, because I put QR codes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just interested in seeing if anybody snapped the QR code, went to the website, filled out what the survey was. So it's kind of like almost like a BuzzFeed survey. It's only 3 questions.
Okay. But you're getting some activity and you're going to be able to actually track it. You can test and measure it. And that's one of the keys of building your business, is being able to test and measure where you're getting responses from.
Yeah.
You know, what's bringing in the activity. So.
Yeah. With an optional version of them leaving their email address if they want to learn more about the book coming out. And the book is more geared towards like the math piece. This was supposed to be more geared towards the writing piece. So blending that was, you know, in my mind was like the work was, and that's where John Lee and I have been really problem solving, is what goes the writing direction, what goes the math direction, what is in between and in the middle. And we're actually processing 3 courses out of the book.
I love it. Collaboration is the key, is the key, is the key, is the key. And so anyway, yes, this is all great stuff. I love
that.
It,
and
it,
follow up, which I need to do. I need to do some follow up with some people.
Ruth, I'm not sure that you got anything yet, but my question is to Sherry and Estella, and then Ruth, I'll make sure that you're on there. Did you get the link to the magazine, to writing? You got that in an email that invited you to submit a magazine article in an email.
What I got, I was reading the initial one that you sent us, and mm-hmm. you said to submit it.
Yes.
To click on there. And I'm 80% finished.
Okay. Well, and then
what was going on today? No, I haven't started yet. So when do I need to submit by?
By today.
I fly out. I fly out the 10th. And so my plan was I wanted to try to get published before I leave, but that may not happen on my end either, because I was just telling Ruth this morning, the bed and breakfast has just like gone crazy this week. I don't know what's going on, but man, it's going to pay some bills, but wow. starting to, I normally don't start till Thursday, but starting Tuesday, I have guests coming in, and then Wednesday a full house, and then I'm full all the way through until like we leave on a Tuesday, and I finally just blocked the Monday night off so that I had some time to get those rooms cleaned up before we left town. But anyway, so I don't know that I'm going to have time because I've never done a magazine before. So there's going to be some figuring out as I go. And so it's not going to, you know, once I get it figured out and get the first one into a template form, which we've talked about, and Build a Better Business, you know, try to repurpose your work. So once I get the initial template, see, then going forward, I just need to pop the articles and stuff into the same template. I don't have to recreate all the template. But this right. time out, I'm creating the whole template. So it might be once I get in Florida and can have some quiet time where I can just sit and work on my computer for a couple hours and get it uploaded. So anyhow, so the plan is to have it published sometime in October because it's the fall edition. So, and Ruth, I will make sure that I get everything out to you because, again, life has been crazy over here. But Sherry, I think I got you on the list. And Estella, I think I got you on the list. And Ruth, I don't think that you were on the initial list. So you did not get an email.
I don't think I was either.
Mm-mm. Okay, so I want to get you on the list.
Yeah, because so, she would have some good stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, she would have some good stuff.
Yeah. So
it depends
just to bring,
on what comes out of my mouth.
Well, just to bring you up to speed. And again, I want to tie it into what we're talking about today, because today, the month of October is all about blogging, not to be confused with our whole blogging class, which we have, but in the Build a Better Business, the month of October is all about blogging. It's where we, as we go through the year, you know, where we talk about our storytelling and our serving and then how we make our offers. And then finally, it's, you know, how to market ourselves back out across social media, and then how blogging can actually help increase our business. So we're talking about writing. Well, I am launching a magazine, and it's called Freestyle Living. This is to bring Ruth up to speed. And in the magazine, I'm asking for all of my favorite people to simply, if you're interested, is to submit. Basically, it's going to be like a blog post. It's 250 to 300 words. And I want it to be about you and about the season. So it's going to be quarterly. So it's just going to be, you know, four issues or four publications a year. And so this is going to be seasonal. This is our fall edition. So I just want you to tie in something about you, connect it to the fact that it's fall. And in your little bio at the bottom, only two or three sentences, I want you to be able to market yourself. I want you to be able to say who you are, what you do, and how folks can connect with you. Because this is like a blog post. This magazine is going to be a nice, subtle way to advertise yourself without advertising yourself. Does that make sense? When somebody reads a blog post and they get to the bottom and it says, you know, written by, you know, Ruth Pierce and Blake Talks by Ruth, and this, she's a relationship expert. Well, folks will want to connect with her if they've resonated with the actual article that she wrote. They'll say, oh, I'm going to check her out. I want to see more information from her. I want to see more articles written by her. And so this magazine is just another outlet. But what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to take a blog post and just send that to me that you're publishing already. I want it to be an original piece separate. Now, you can take a blog post that you've done that you love, and as long as you change it up a little bit, then I can publish it as well. But I don't want it to be a replica of one of your blog posts, because if somebody does decide to check that out, they might say, look, Kathy plagiarized this blog post. She just stole that girl's blog post and published it in her magazine. And so I will run it through a program like that to make sure it's not been published anywhere else on the internet, because again, it's, I have to do that along with the gal. I've got a gal, Katie, that's helping me with the publishing. And that's just part of the process of doing a magazine, is that you do have to make sure it's not published anywhere else. So if you have a favorite blog article and you want to repurpose it, just, I don't know, throw it over into AI or something and change it up and then send it to me. Anyhow, you get it. Any questions from you guys about that?
You said in your initial post, I think you said 250 to 500. So I did the five. So I got to go back and cut it down.
I'd have to go back and look at my email, but I was thinking it was 250 to 300 because
I might have misread it.
Because I only have, unless I mistyped it.
I don't know. I'll look and see. No big deal.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and find the email and see exactly what it was. But I'm thinking, well, yeah, I'm not sure how quickly I can find it here.
Oh, I think I have it here. I'm just got to find out where I saw it.
I don't know if it'll pull it up.
Yeah, it says we invite you to write a 250 to 500 word article.
Yeah, 250 to 500. Well, that Katie said 250 to 500 then, because again, she's trying to make it all fit into a magazine. So, okay.
And then when you sent things back, you were kind of giving a list of proposed names.
Yes, the second one, and I've already gotten some feedback. I got some feedback from Linda. And she changed hers up already. So, Ruth, what we're talking about there.
Yeah. Change mine as well.
Yeah. Just send that over to me so that I can give it to Katie. Ruth, what we're talking about is, I've invited these gals and I'm going to include you in here, to be, we're calling it a staff writer. We're brand new. So, you know, nobody's heard of us yet, but I'm calling you a staff writer. And that way you could submit every quarter. You'd automatically be on the table of contents as being a staff writer for the magazine, and you would submit every quarter. But we want you to have a corner of your topic. And so, for example, yours might be Relationship Expert by Ruth Pierce. And then every article you submit would have to do with relationships and connect it to the season, because we're going to do a quarterly magazine according to the season. So for example, mine is going to be health and wealth is my corner. And so I might write about hiking and hawking hills in the fall and how that can help you be healthy. You know, that might be my article for the month, for the fall edition. You see where I'm going with that? So
Kathy, what were you thinking mine might be?
Again, I sent that out in an email. Sherry, do you have that close by, that email that I had just tossed some titles out there just to kind of spark.
I didn't see that one. I just saw the first one.
Yeah, this was the second one I sent out.
Okay.
Trying to spark some interest in what you might call. And Linda has already changed hers up. She said she already has one. Hers was about abundance. She wanted hers to be about abundance. Mm. I had hers about being a love project, and she wanted to change it to abundance because it, she said the stuff she wanted to write about was more about abundance than just her legacy of love project. She wanted a broader corner.
So let me tell you what I did. And I don't know, I'll have to go back and see what you sent me, but I did mine on network marketing entrepreneur.
Okay. I forget what I had as your title, but again,
I can't find that email.
Yeah. Think about what title you might like. Yeah. I'm not sure I could find it real easy.
There it is. You put it in my professional thing. That's why I didn't see it at first.
Ah,
do you see what she said?
What kind of titles did I put in there? These are just ideas.
Okay. Share screen.
Yeah, I think you can. Yeah.
Health and Wealth, Kathy Binner. Green Living, Debbie Marks. Deeper Awareness, L. Mason Van Dyke. Wellness Wins, Rita Brewer. Nurturing leaders. See, I didn't like, I want impact leaders.
Okay.
Actually, impact success is kind of where I want to go. Impact success. Okay. With Sherry Dowder. Adventure Awaits with Sally Sutter. A Life of Service, Carmela Banks. Don't Marry the Rate. Ooh, interesting. Kyle Brandon.
He's into real estate.
Mm-hmm.
All real estate.
Pen and Prose, Sandy. You'll have to say her last name. Peace of Mind with Stella Blake, and Love's Lasting Impact, Linda Thomas, and Time to Fly with Ruth Pierce.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I need to get Peace of Mind. Like I said, I don't know why I didn't see that. What's the date on that one?
Go back up. 4 days ago, the 28th.
Oh, okay.
And I thought about Ruth, and I thought Time to Fly. I thought about Lake Talks with Ruth. I thought about Relationship Expert. I mean, you can go all kind of directions with that, Ruth.
I think relationships needs to be in there. You know, yeah, whether it's so Time to Fly relationships.
Yeah, I'll let you think on that, and I will get those emails out to you. And Estella, the reason that I thought about yours is I was trying to give you a broad enough. I wanted you to, again, those were just ideas. I wanted to kind of give you an idea of how to make it broad enough that you could talk about all the things you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I really like it. Now I'm going to be behind schedule now. Okay.
That, you know what? I get it. Now don't change your article. You don't have to change your article.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be able to just pick up some pieces, but it's probably when we're talking about the autumn and why it was so important. I mean, you know, what my passion is about autumn and how I intertwine that with being a network marketer, it's going to significantly change to having peace of mind in autumn, I think.
Now, the reason that I kind of went that direction with you, and here's what I'm trying to do so that you guys understand. I'm trying to give you another platform that you can market what you're monetizing.
I prefer what you gave me. Seriously.
Okay.
I can do a lot with that.
Okay. Because I want you to have another platform to monetize. It's going to be very similar. And today we're talking about blogging. Because when you get published and it goes out on the internet, it raises your SEO. It raises your search engine optimization. When your name is out there being published, either in blog posts or in articles in magazines, it gives you some mileage. And that's what I'm attempting to do, is to give you another platform to get some mileage. And here's also something that will raise your search engine optimization. The more times that a link points back to your website, the higher you are in the search. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's really great to have people give you references when they say, oh, you know, I love, you know, ruthpierce.com. And when people click on that, see, to go back to ruthpierce.com, it raises Ruth's search. And so you want folks to click in. Well, this is another way at the end of your article that you can put in your little bio, you know, staff writer Estella Blake, contact Estella at, and put in your website that you want them to go to, and it's going to raise that search up for you. So it's a way that it's a free way that I can help promote you. Mm-hmm. And here's another thing. Once I put it into the form of a magazine or in the form of a blog, now you can sprinkle that across social media. You know, all those groups that say, we don't want your link here. Okay, all you're doing is you're just sharing your blog post, or I'm sharing that, hey, here is a magazine, Freestyle Living, bringing tons of value. Sherry, do you still have that email open that had the names in it? Read the paragraph to us about the politics, the religion, and the added value.
Okay. There it is. Um, I know many of us are faith-based in our daily living and in our products and services. However, please be at a zero on politics, light on religion, and heavy on added value and inspiration for our readers.
I don't want you to omit any of your religious beliefs or you know, what inspired you to maybe do what you're doing. I want you to include that, but I don't want our readers to feel like they're getting preached at. You know, I want it to have tons of value in there, but please, 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 by all means, keep those faith-based references in your writing, because it's who you are. You know, you've got to be true to who you are and what you believe and how you, that's what's going to bring your tribe to you. You see where I'm going with that?
Mm-hmm.
That's your tribe is going to resonate. They're going to say, oh, I really like what Ruth had to say. Or I love that Estella talks about peace of mind. Boy, I really need that. I'm going to click on her link and learn more about her. So here's the other thing I want to say. Whatever link you give me, make sure it goes somewhere to bring value to your reader. Put yourself in their shoes and say, if I did not know Estella, or if I did not know Sherry, or if I did not know Kathy, or I did not know Ruth, and I read this article and it really resonated with me, and now I'm going to click, what is going to hit them in the face? I'm going to use my link tree. And here's why. On my link tree, it doesn't come across as being super salesy. Mm-hmm. And let me show you why. Let's say that you read this article from me where I said, you know, we're going to be hiking in Hocking Hills and, you know, and to connect with Kathy, click here. This is what they would see. They would see experience freestyle living, teaching and coaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income. Okay, well, now they just read an article about being healthy. So this would not come as a shock to them. But then I said, you got to read this first. Remember in Build a Better Business, when we start in January from the top, we say, you've got to have your VPS, right? Here's mine. This is my little VPS on my business card. This is my virtual business card, teaching and coaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income. When people say, what is it that you do? That's what I do. That's my short version of my value proposition statement. The very next month in February is storytelling. Why? Storytelling is your marketing. Your story is your marketing. And here's an example, and we're all ladies here, and so I'm going to use weight loss as my example. I could walk in to book club, and I could say, hey, everybody, I just signed up for this MLM, and they've got this great diet product, and does anybody want to buy some?
Mm-hmm.
Or I could walk into book club, and everybody looks at me and I'm down 40 pounds and they go, oh my God, Kathy, what have you done? Well, here's my story. I struggled with my weight and I tried this and I tried that. And finally I ran across this product and it's amazing. And I bought some and I'm getting results. Well, guess what? Everybody's going to want to buy some. Everybody's going to want a piece of that because it was my story. So when you send them somewhere, make sure that you don't hit them over the head to buy something.
Because
you're trying, Ruth, this is right up your alley. You're trying to build a relationship with that reader.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to just say, well, now that you're here, buy this and this and this and this. Here's my menu of products. Click here and buy. So right at the top of my business card, I even... And for lack of a better way to say it, I dumbed it down a little bit. It says, you gotta read this first. And I made it that way because I wanted them to feel like we're just having a chat. You gotta read this first. It's Kathy's story. Because remember, my storytelling is my marketing. And then once they read my story, they're still not going to be ready to spend money with me. But now they can have a complimentary 30-minute Connect strategy session. See? So put something free kind of toward the top of your business card. And then I go into how I give back, and then they can check out any events that I have going on. And then if they want to learn more, they can say, well, okay, now let's look at her website. Let's look at her academy. Let's look at her coaching prices. Let's looking at her trips that she's doing. Oh, look here. She's got a book. She's, you know, got a couple books. She's a speaker. Oh, she's got a podcast. Oh, let's listen to some of her podcasts. Let's read some of her blogs. See, oh, here she also writes for a magazine. So see, you see where my reader can get to know me before they ever click into anything I'm trying to sell. Does that make sense to everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I have questions.
Okay, questions, go ahead.
So I do not, I don't have a website. And,
well, you've
I
got,
mean,
you've,
well, wait a minute. I have my Legal yeah. Shield website, yeah. which is what I'd be promoting anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm, and that's okay for me mm-hmm. to do that. Okay. I am working on something, but I really, really like this Linktree piece.
Yes. It's that extra step, but what it does is it gives a place for all of your readers to land and mm-hmm. not feel like they're trying to be sold.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So and given my story and...
Mm-hmm. See, this is just where you're again, you're trying to build that relationship with that reader. And so you could put this at the end of your blogs. You could put this at the end of your magazine articles. Once you create your link tree, you can use this as your signature link wherever you go, because it's a nice soft way to get your reader to get to know you.
So now, do you have both your, is your calendar on here?
Yes, right okay. here.
It so I could tell them, minutes. You know, to, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so they can connect right here and it takes them right out to Calendly. Mm-hmm. Or I have virtual office hours for all my mastermind members. So all you gals can click here, and Ruth utilizes this occasionally, and you gals can click here as often as you'd like. If you have any questions for me, that way I'm not trying to answer your questions in the middle of me greeting guests or checking out guests. It puts the time frame where I'm usually done with my room, since I'm so busy with the B&B right at the moment, for whatever reason, everybody's out and about. So new folks can connect. My mastermind members can connect. I put this next about, and again, here on Linktree, one of the things that I like about it, when you go into the back of the house, which is where you create this, you can move these links up and down. Mm-hmm. So let's say you've got a great masterclass coming up, And when you blog or when you write an article, you want to mention your masterclass because that's what's coming. And you can actually then say, click here to join the masterclass, and you can move that link right to the top. You can rearrange these links as often as you want, which is kind of the fun part. Yeah, Ruth.
A couple other things for Estella. LinkedIn is not that hard to create. Oh, I got a dog barking.
You mean Linktree?
Yeah, Linktree is not that hard to connect and to create, Estella, and it's free.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the other thing, like when Kathy was mentioning the mastermind, you can, make that link go away just by pushing a button.
Yeah.
And then you can restart it later on. And so if you don't want to focus on something and have it available, just move that button where it doesn't show up, and then later you can get it back.
Yeah, you can just click the... You can click the link on and off.
And so all of these are like, I could do something for my ID shield, for my Legal Shield, for my business opportunity.
Yes.
But those would all just be separate links.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you, when it says you got to read this first, Kathy's story, mm-hmm. you have to have a place to have your story. Okay. I put my story right on my website, and then that's the page that I link here. Mm-hmm. That's because once Linktree, what it is that it says, well, type what you want your reader to see. And I wanted them to see this phrase. You got to read this first, Kathy's story. Then it says, what URL do you want us to send them to when they click on this?
Mm.
And so I created my story over in my website, and that's the URL that I put under this phrase. Just like my Calendly, I opened up my Calendly for my 30-minute strategy session. And that's the link. That's the URL link that I put under this phrase. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Yeah. So you cool. only need, if you don't have a website, Estella, you only need a little website that you can park some of this stuff. You just have to have, in the digital world, we call it digital real estate. Mm-hmm. Right now, you are renting space on LegalShield mm-hmm. because it's their real estate. It's their digital real estate, and they're simply allowing you to have a piece of it. Mm-hmm. When you have your own website, that is your own piece of digital real estate. Okay. And you can put your blog there. You can have your Linktree connect over there. You can put your story there. When you start publishing books, you can have your books listed there. You can have this magazine that you're going to be in listed there. See, like I wrote for Chris Borja's magazine, and I actually have it right here. I'm a freelance contributor to Connected Columbus magazine. You can say that you're a staff writer for Freestyle Living.
Okay.
And connect it right back to the magazine. And mm-hmm, so then the definitely. Magazine is going to send folks over to you. And then when people click, you can send folks over to the magazine, which will then send more folks over to you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you see where the tide rises all the ships.
Right. Right. Because as some of the topics that the other contributors are going to be offering, when they click on that and they're already in the magazine, quite naturally, and they're going to see other things because I do that.
See, so what it's going to do is you get to borrow everyone else's audience that's also going to be in the magazine.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
And it's going to get your message out to folks that otherwise would not have seen you. Mm-hmm. And so it's my way of trying to help promote everything that everyone's doing. It's in my my quest of giving back.
You give a lot already.
So, but this is the way. Yeah, this is one of the ways that I can try to give back. And again, that's why I want to make it zero on politics, light on religion in general, and heavy on inspiration for and value for the reader, because I want readers to go there and stay a while. I want them just to read more than one article. You see where I'm going with that? Here's what I learned in the salon industry. When I first opened my salon, I was thinking way too small, and I named it All About Nails. You girls have heard this story. And like within 6 weeks, I realized I had a couple of hairstylists that were looking for a space, and I had to go back and broaden my horizons immediately. I had to go back and go, okay, got to get a little bigger. Well, this is a way, by all of us coming together, that folks that otherwise wouldn't even think about looking up your topic or what you do are going to run past your article. And that's why you want to make tons of value and tons of inspiration for your reader, because you want them to get to the bottom where your link is. And the best way to do that, not to forget, not only are you sending them over someplace, you want them to land where they can get your story, weave your story in every article. And that's what I keep saying when you're blogging or when you're writing these magazine articles, weave some of your story into every single piece that you write. Weave some of yourself in there. I mean, we can all quote statistics. We can all just say, back in 19, blah, 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 this number of people, blah, blah, blah. And people read through that and go, okay, well, I that's just numbers. I'm not inspired to do anything or to change my thinking or to be a better person, or, you know, and they don't have a tendency to click on a link just to see more numbers. But if you started off any kind of an article, even if you start off with the phrase, and I love this one, I don't know about you, but as for me, because all of a sudden you've made your article personal. I don't know about you, but as for me, I love getting outside in the fall because it's a great way to see the changing of the leaves. I get out in the fresh air, and at the end of the day, I'm actually a little healthier for it.
Mm. Oh, Jesus.
And so all of a sudden, somebody is like, wow, I get that. And then I go, you know, click here for freestyle living. Well, I can tell you that there's going to be a certain number of folks that are going to click on my link, but there's going to be some that's going to click on Estella's and some that'll click on Sherry's and some that'll click on Ruth's because it's the article that resonated with them. But you need to make it personal. Don't make it mechanical with just numbers and letters and here's where you go to get to buy because nobody wants to be sold. And again, just remember, you're building relationships. That's the whole point of your writing a blog post or an article. And blog posts and articles are the same thing. It's just where you're going to park it. You can park it in your blog or you can write an article for a magazine. Now, once you start into this, ladies, here's the aha moment for all of you. Once you start into this and you get a taste for writing 250 to 500 word articles, you will realize how easy it is to start putting your thoughts out on paper. You can be a freelance contributor. You see right here, you can be a freelance. How many times have you read an article in a magazine, at whether it's digital or a paper copy, and it says freelance writer for the person that wrote it, and they're not hired by the magazine. They just submit articles that they're a freelance writer. You can be a freelance writer for all kinds of magazines. It's a great way to get your name out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some magazines will pay you and some will not. I am not paying at this point because I'm trying to help elevate everybody and give them another platform to advertise. I did have a couple of gals that asked me if they were going to get paid. No, sorry. Maybe down the road, but not at the moment. So anyway, again, it's just a way to help promote everyone and help get your word out there. But think a little bit ahead on where you want your reader to land once they click on your link. Questions, comments?
So Ruth. Sherry. Sorry.
I can only see half of Ruth. Half of her is kind of cut off because she's on her phone. And I saw her arm. I couldn't tell if she was raising her hand or shooing a fly away.
I can't even see myself because the screen is being shared.
Okay. Now I can see you. I can stop sharing now. We can see each other. There we go.
So go ahead, Ruth.
I don't care, Sherry, who goes first, but I was just thinking, like Estella, that not only could you share your story, but you could share with the Legal Shield, you could share some of the things that you've seen.
Yes.
Because it's okay to share those type of stories. Just make it where they can't tell who it is type thing. But, mm-hmm. you know, some of those are worth sharing. A lot of them are worth sharing.
Because people absolutely. Think that,
you know, nothing's going to happen. You know, we don't want to live in negativity, but we need to be aware. So that's one of the things that I'm thinking of. And that may be all. I mean, you've got me thinking, Kathy. As far as, and I can see all kinds of ways of taking this, you mm-hmm. know, because with relationships, the fall is a time that we recalibrate ourselves. I mean, it seems like each quarter, that's it. But then also in the fall season is when you have all the family get togethers. And yep. how are those relationships going to go together? And how are you going to show up ready to deal with that?
And I love it. Now, Sherry is in a book that's just come out called Becoming You. And I love that phrase, Becoming You, because I think this is a great opportunity to kind of show who we're becoming. And yes. we just had a conversation this morning on Clubhouse that it's much more important on who we are than what we do. And I think this is a great opportunity. And again, October is all about blogging and why it is so important to your business, because it allows you to show your readers who you are. And for those of you that are Cary Oberbrunner fans, and I'm not sure if this is an original even to Cary, but one thing that he said one time that just really resonated with me is he said, a bigger stage doesn't make you, a bigger stage reveals you.
Say that again.
A bigger stage doesn't make you. A bigger stage reveals you.
Yeah.
You start to see who somebody really is when they're up on stage and under pressure and what life throws at them, you know, and how they handle it. And it shows you who that person is. And I'll give you a perfect example. Here in my hometown, we have a business owner, and she's a lovely person. Love, love, love her. And we go to her business quite a bit. And she had a little bout with the city over a sign. And then she decided to take it to Facebook and kind of air her dirty laundry about the city out on Facebook. And a ton of people took her side, and a ton of people took the other side. And all of a sudden, her business has dropped. Because she put herself out there on a bigger stage, and it did not go well for her. And here's what I noticed. It wasn't what she said. I get that she was frustrated. And had she said it that way, like, I'm just frustrated that these are the laws and but I'll figure it out, would have been better. But instead, it was a series of complaining about the laws. And again, there were both sides to that coin. Other people were like, well, if the city lets you do it, then they have to let everybody do it. And if everybody does it, it's going to, you know. And her whole point was, but why are they trying to run me out of town? And everybody was like, half the people were like, that's because the city hates small business. And the other half were like, they're not trying to run you out of town. They're just trying to keep everybody. They're trying to keep our town from looking like a huge billboard. And so you could see what was going on there. And I thought to myself, if that were me, I would quietly just remove that post. Just delete it.
So when you remove the post, and I've already opened it and downloaded it, do I still have it?
Well, now it depends on, did you just like save it into your computer because you wanted a copy of it? Then yeah, you would still have it. But my point is this, when you're on Facebook and somebody makes a post, you as the poster have the right to remove it if you want to, because it's your post. But now let's say that somebody else made a post and you commented on it. Think about it. How do I say it? Like a downline. So now you've commented on that post, and now an argument ensues over your comment. You can delete your comment, and it will delete that thread from your comment down. It won't delete the original post if it wasn't your post. But if you delete your comment, then it'll delete that thread down from your comment. Does that make sense?
But the post will still be there. Okay.
Yes. But now if you're the one that made the post, like she's the one that made the post on her own Facebook
right.
page. Mm-hmm. It just is totally out of control. And not only is she not deleting it, but she also has not gone back to even shut off comments. So it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And everybody, and as we know in today's society, everybody has something to say. And so everybody is jumping on board. And I told Mark, I said, I love her to pieces, but she did not do herself any favors by complaining, because number one is it brought that energy to her post of being disgruntled. And then everybody wanted to jump on and tell her why she was either right or wrong. And she then continued to keep it going because she kept trying to defend herself on why she was right. And so what happened is that bigger stage revealed her. That bigger stage revealed her. And there are folks that actually came right out and said it on her post. They said, we don't feel the same way about her now. So a bigger stage will reveal you. So it's more important who you are than what you do. It is much more important who you are. And so I love the title Becoming You, because we are becoming better people as our businesses unfold and as we have the opportunity to write magazine articles and blog posts and to put ourselves out there, we become better because it's inherently in all of us that are on this call to want to be better.
So what I was going to say, Kathy, was I just used ChatGPT to give me a whole plethora of ideas that I got to pull together into 500 words. But Estelle, this is for you. When I write my post, the word impacts is an acronym with, that goes along with my new book. So M, all the activities, I'm going to center my thing around activities for parents to do with their kids. So this month, this quarter is going to be on leaves. And so I'm going to share how leaves, activities that you can do to go, to follow all six parts of the framework.
I love I love the acronym. Mm-hmm. for
that's impact. An easy way to write. That's an easy way to write.
And I think, Kathy, on our last conversation, I had mentioned to you that the word peace.
Yes.
Was developing an acronym for peace. And I really appreciate Sherry just said something because, you know, I'm stuck on a couple of the letters to make them really impactful. And I'll just use ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's great tool.
So if you put in the letter that you want, and if you want like a verb, okay, list of verbs beginning with the letter E, and then ChatGPT will just, and in seconds, you'll have 20 words.
I love it. Ruth, did you have a comment?
I'm going back a couple of paragraphs.
Okay.
But that whole thing of becoming you, we're borrowing Sherry's title today, big time. But it is who we are and who we're becoming. But I think that carries over in our writing too, because when we write each quarter, they can't be the same. Our readers should be able to see that we are becoming a different person, that we're becoming, have better insights, better wisdom. I'm sorry. Now I got ambulances. I'm at my daughter's house.
No. I don't even hear it.
Okay. But I think that's a big part of this is that we are becoming a different person. And each one of us are. We're not staying stuck. We are flying.
I love it. You girls get it. All right. Any, Estella, I think just got a phone call. Any big aha moments for today so far? Any questions, anything you want to cover that will help you in your next step?
I appreciate the clarity by this conversation on what to expect out of the book and what direction you want us to go. It helped clarify for me what direction I wanted to contribute. I also put in the comment, I'm a contributor to Brains Magazine, although I haven't contributed that to it yet. But it was inspired me that I can take this blog post, tweak it, and submit it both places. And the other thing that you can do is tweak it a third time and put it on Medium.
Yes, as a blog post. Yes.
Yes. So like you can have your website, Medium, I can have it on Brains Magazine and on here. So, and if they're all just a little 10% different, they're considered a new document.
That was my question, is what is the percentage? I've heard 10% and I've heard 25%. I didn't know what was the correct.
I keep hearing 10%. Maybe our resident writer will give us the latest accurate.
Well, watch this.
Oh, the ChatGPT. Put it in a new chat so that you don't mess up where you're doing.
No. This is my miscellaneous one.
Oh, okay.
I've got a miscellaneous one where I just do anything. Yeah. How much different does an article need to be published in two different magazines? Got to move our faces here out of the way. Change the title and introduction. A new title can attract different readers. Now, it just talks about how to change it to modify the conclusion, blah, 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 length. It can be similar. You can vary all of that.
Ask it for the percentage.
Yeah. Did it go? There. The best practice to ensure is that at least 70-80% of the content is unique. Woo! If you're republishing in a different magazine.
Overlap 20 to 30.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Should be limited to around 20 to 30 or less. That's a lot. That's almost a whole different article.
That is a lot.
Yeah. Because it's saying that 70% of it has to be different, and you could go up to 30% of overlap between the articles. Now, here's the good news. You can put that over here in chat, and you can say, rewrite this article to be 70% different.
Yeah.
And chat will do it.
Yeah.
And see, and the reason, see, I've got this up here where I can check my paper for plagiarism. And Katie and I, we had a big conversation about this the other day with the magazine. She said, everything is going to have to go through that because she said, we don't know where everyone who is submitting into Freestyle Living Magazine, we don't know where they're getting their content. And she goes, we don't dare accidentally publish something that's published by another company altogether. And she said, we don't dare accidentally, you know, publish something and then we get sued for plagiarism. So if you're not running your, even if you use chat, even if I have chat help me with something, I still run it through that before I publish it. I still run it through a plagiarism checker.
What checklist are you using for plagiarism? Can you share that site?
Yeah, the one that I kind of like the best is it's called Check My Paper. And it's customwriting.com. That's the one that I have been using. I kind of like it the best. It allows me, without logging in, I don't have to have an account or anything. It allows me to paste my title and paste my text right here and then click check. And then it'll let me check. And it just tells me not only how clean my copy is, if there are some things that are repeated, it'll even let me know where they came from. It'll let me know what blog post or what magazine article or what website that information came from.
Okay.
Anyhow, yeah. That's the one I like is custom writing because I don't have to have an account or log in. I can just paste here. Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Any other comments, aha moments?
I just think it's been good for me to get back on this. And I think having this opportunity is going to be very good. So thank you, Kathy. I've got all kinds of ideas popping in my head.
Well, and I wanted to make it light enough that it was doable. And I thought, man, I don't want to have a monthly magazine because about the time you get that darn thing published, it's going to be due again. And I thought that's too much. I thought quarterly is just about right. And that way, if we tie it into the seasons, it'll be whatever the reader wants to get from it. If they just want some seasonal ideas. And of course, then we can throw in, you know, maybe a recipe in the back for your favorite seasonal recipe for those that like, and see with Debbie, She's going to be talking about going green and gardening, and this is harvest season for her. Throwing a recipe in there would be a perfect opportunity for her, because she's talking about organic and eating healthy and all that. So I think it's going to be a great overview because we have so many different persons. Yeah, Sherry says, can she add a video or an audio file? I don't know that we'll do that on the first magazine or two, but once we kind of get our feet wet, we might be able to add some of that.
Okay.
But what I want to do too, and instead of going outside, and I might go outside the group to do a feature article occasionally, but I really want to feature you gals. That's my goal, is to try to give you another place to market what you're doing. And so, we're talking about how that can be fair, how we can maybe pick somebody each quarter to feature, to actually put them on the cover, you know, of the magazine, and make that the featured article of that particular edition, that publication. But we haven't come up with all the details on that yet, but we're working on that. So I like it.
Okay, I'm going to head off.
Yeah, so send me your stuff, and Ruth, I will get an email out to you, and Sherry, just whenever you get your stuff together, send it over to me. Estella got a phone call she had to take, so she's going to come back and be surprised that we're gone. She'll come back and go, where'd everybody go?
All right, it was good to be with you today. Thank you.
Yes, and Sherry, congratulations on all your good news. I tell you what, you are just rocking it, girl.
Yeah, Ruth, oh, she's gone already.
Yep, she had to go. She's at her daughter's this week.
Yeah. I know that my monthly for September was higher than my last largest month. So it was 1,100 I topped at. So
I saw your downloads. That's just shocking. So excited?
I am totally elated, and totally need to reframe the podcast because I need it to just go berserking. Estelle?
I apologize. I had to take a phone call.
No. We saw that you did. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Kathy yesterday that my podcast reached 10,000 downloads. And for the month of September, my downloads were over 1,000. So my last biggest month, excluding the summit, was 948. So I bumped that. So the summit did me some good. It really bumped up the number of episodes or number of downloads. But if I can keep now that pace going, that'll be good. But I'm also seeing how your article, and that's why I asked about the audio, and my Pocket Cast are going to be able to interconnect. So I have a feeling I'm going to be referring to my Pocket Cast a lot in your articles, because I'm going to do audio versions of the
put in the verbiage, you know, click on the link below to get to the Pocket Cast, and have that as a link maybe on your link tree.
And so, yeah, but gosh, I just put in the word leaves and elementary, and I'm like, whoa. So I'm really going to gear this to parents. So this will be my parent outlet, because I really don't have a parent outlet, or, you know, an elementary teacher's, but parent. Hey, parents, this is something you can do on Saturday.
Now,
that's going to be huge.
And here's how you can frame this on your social media. They don't want you posting links. They don't want you selling. You get it. We've all been on those groups. But you can say, I am so darned excited that I was published in a magazine. And people are going to say, well, give me the link. I want to, you know, and again, the groups say that if it's related to the conversation, you're allowed to give a link. They don't want you just posting, visit my magazine. And that's the joy of this. It's not your magazine, see? So right. It's not you promoting yourself. It's you saying, hey, I was published in a magazine. And then everybody's going to say, oh, I want to read it. Give me the link. You see how that goes? And it's a subtle way to sell your wares through all those groups that you can't otherwise just go in and put your link in there.
You're giving me so many more ideas. Stop it.
Let me tell you, Kathy will wear you out. The girl is. Just so, write it down. Hey, just write it down.
Estelle?
Yes.
I have it covered on purpose.
You have what?
I have my wall covered on purpose.
Oh, my goodness.
That's my content plan for 2024 framed out.
I have mine.
Now, see, that's what I need to. I don't know how. I haven't figured out how to do that.
Do you have mine mapped out on Trello?
Yeah.
On Trello, huh? Oh,
well,
wow.
Well, I actually am creating a spreadsheet, but do you have a post-it paper?
I can get some. I've got whiteboards.
This is my suggestion. Get post-it paper. Find walls around your house that you can put up 12. And then you just put January, the next one, February, etc. And then just write ideas about January on there. Write ideas about February. And before you know it, you will have 31 days worth of stuff and you don't even think you have it. And then what you do is you take it and put it on Trello or a spreadsheet or Asana or any of those organizational things that will help you. I've chosen Google spreadsheet to do it because then it can easily share with my teammates.
Well, I've chosen Trello. Here's my magazine coming together. But this is Chris's winter issue. And the only reason I'm going to show it, it's not really mine, but I wanted you to see how many drop downs you can have. So you could make each one of these, a January, a February, a March, an April, and then you could just start putting your ideas here.
Mm-hmm.
So once you create the list, then you could put as many cards as you want under that list.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's why I wanted to show you this one. But it's not mine. So if I go back to, here's my book that I'm writing. This is my book called The Scarf. And see, here's snippets of storylines. So anytime I come up with a storyline, I drop it in here. Here's all of my character descriptions. All of the characters that are in the book. See, I've got a picture of them and a description of who they are. Okay.
Yeah, how did you generate those images?
Do what?
How did you generate the images for your characters?
I just bought free images, but these are not images I'm going to use in the book. These are images for me so that when I am writing about that character, I can picture them in my mind.
Those are free images?
Yes, but okay. I'm not going to publish them. These are just so when I write about, for example, when I write about Emily, I picture this girl right here when I'm writing about Emily.
Yeah, there's a place, there's a website called Not a Real Person or something like that, .com, that you can generate some descriptions and it'll generate an image for you of a non-person. And that's where I got the images from. And then I made caricatures out of them.
Okay.
And those caricatures are what I'm using on social media. So we're introducing Mr. Grapner. Mr. Grapner is going to have a face.
Okay.
So anybody who's following me is going to now picture a white male with brunette hair that doesn't wear glasses and wears a polo shirt.
Right. I get it. But as far as just like Sherry doing your board in the background, this is a great way to have your board done for you electronically. These are my different chapters that I'm working on. See, but you could put January, February, March, and then just start putting your ideas there. See,
that is excellent.
And
so
it's just under Trello.
Okay. And so the pictures, you just found some pictures, and then Sherry, you were saying that you make caricatures. Is there a software or something to do that?
I did have to purchase. That's an app on my phone, so I had to make it so that I could get to apps on my phone, and I use Tune app.
Okay.
And I also have used Plotter to plot out my my books.
There's all kinds of tools out there. So you just have to, don't overwhelm yourself, but just pick something that will work for you. And if just sticking a post-it note on the wall works for you, then do that.
I think the Trello, well, I think both of them. I don't know if I'll post it on the wall or I'll do something. I got a big poster board here. And
so see, I'm visual. I want to be able to see it, you know, and that's why it's good for me to plot things out in Trello. That works really well for me. You can do your to-do list there. You can do, an article you're working on there. You could do ideas for each month there, each week, each day. It's whatever you need to keep track of. It's just a way to organize that. And I have a tendency to write a post-it note, stick it on my computer. Next thing you know, I'm like buried in post-it notes around my desk. And then they fall on the floor. And then I go, where was that post-it note that had that guy's phone number on it? And so I just had to finally just break the habit and just put it all either on my Google Calendar or put it on Trello. And so if it's a big project, it goes on Trello. If it's just a to-do list, I put it in my Google Calendar. And I'll show you what that looks like if you girls haven't used it. But in your Google Calendar, you have this option over here to do tasks. And I just have all my tasks over here. It's loading there. So I can just...
My problem with that is I have a tendency to forget them.
Well, I can just leave it open. See, here's my urgent to-do list. And then I've got my regular to-do list. And then I've got everything that has to do with our latest project. I've got my writing notes. I've got funnel examples. I've got speakers that I want to invite to speak on in my different lanes. So I've got a whole list here of whatever it is that I need to keep track of. And so that works really well for me, is to do my to-do list.
Yeah. I wanted to share, my screen quickly.
Okay.
Stella left. So
I think she went to grab something.
So here's Brian.
Oh, wow. Okay. I like it. I
have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more posts that have to deal directly with Brian. There's Mr. Grabner. I have one on him right now. I have
some. Okay.
There's one. This is something that John Lee says. She says brilliant all the time. Mrs. Xerxes. She's not in the book, but I've been talking about her. There's a quote from Mr. Grabner. There's Tanisha. And there's Dexter Godfrey.
Oh, Dexter. I love it.
So I took all the images that I created in Canva so that John Lee can also use them. And I stuck them all in a Google Drive folder. And so we can both access them and publish them whenever. And we have all of the endorsements from the book are in their own little section. We have blue here that has something different than the green. So I tried to do a little bit of variation so that it doesn't always look the same.
But you still have a tremendous amount of branding going on, which is amazing.
And this is only chapter one. Like I only got through chapter one of the book to get stuff out there. So we are starting today with really doing some marketing. So in my spreadsheet, I wrote my post, kind of what I wanted to say. Here is the link to the Google Drive where the image is. And then I stuck it in ChatGPT and I said, hey, I want a Facebook post on this. There's the bar. So it gave me a Facebook post, a LinkedIn post, an IG post, and again, a Twitter post, but I can't figure out what I do with it at the moment. So it's in my ChatGPT. And then it also included recommended hashtags down here.
Yep.
And then I can add the link to where it should go. And so I worked on this week there, but I have this set up for the entire year.
I love it.
And then the other thing I did, I went through calendars and I wrote down appropriate holidays that I need to like, I should remember, since John Lee's a co-author, we're going to roast her on her birthday.
Okay.
You know, kind of a thing. So,
now, Estella, you can see by all of Sherry's hard work, she is going to create her own following because she's going to be consistently posting something. I don't know about you, but do you ever get onto either Facebook or Instagram or YouTube even, and you run across something that you kind of like? Maybe it's just entertaining. Maybe it's just a little video that you think, I like that guy, he's funny. Next thing you know, because you watched one or two of them, the algorithm keeps putting him in front of you because you've liked him a couple of times. That's what's going to happen to Sherry. People are going to say, oh, I kind of like this. And they're going to click on one or two or three. Next thing you know, their algorithm is going to put Sherry in front of them all the time. Next thing you know, Sherry is going to be a part of their daily activities. She's going to be a part.
Yeah.
Because every time they click in, they're going to see Sherry.
Right. So from the Legal Shield standpoint, take one sentence out of the story, one sentence out of your Legal Shield story, put it on a post, and put it up, get it ready. Kind of think about what caption you want to go with it. Take that caption, throw the caption in GPT, and it'll make it three times better.
Mm-hmm. Quick question for you, Sherry. When you showed that calendar about your plan, content plan, is that like just something that's out there or something you created, or what was that?
Something I created.
But Estella, you can create that in Trello.
Really?
You can do it in Trello, you can do it in Asana, you can take that and put it in those as well. I do have an Asana account. I could put it there, but I was trying to make it so it's easier for Jonna Lee. She doesn't want to use Asana. She wants to use Google. So I was doing it to.
So that's a spreadsheet. Okay.
Yeah, it's a spreadsheet.
I like Trello because, again, all I have to do if I want Katie, which is my one admin, or my daughter Jen, which is my other admin, if I want either of them to tap in, I can make them a team member.
Mm-hmm.
And Trello, is that like $10 a month or something? What is that?
I'm using the free version.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Okay.
Yeah, Asana's free too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow. It's just about getting versions.
I just don't get involved in. Don't accept any other templates. As soon as you accept one of their templates, that's when you have to start paying. If you do Trello and Asana,
mm-hmm.
create your own templates, okay, you can keep it free forever.
And if you're just using it as a tool to keep you organized, mm-hmm. who cares what the graphics are on there if you're just keeping it organized?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing, we also have a Slack account. So if Michael and I just want to message one another back and forth quick, we also have a Slack account. I don't like keeping myself stuff in Slack unless it's a quick call to action kind of a thing, because Slack does go dormant after 90 days.
Gotcha.
So that's why we have both. Because sometimes he and I'll just use Slack for the day and it's just answering questions back and forth. Uh-huh. And then other times it's, no, we need to put that in Asana because it's more detailed.
Yeah. But again, if it's just you and you don't have a team, the number one word that you need to put on the top of your computer is consistency. Consistency will make you a success.
I'm going to write that in red on my notepad here. Consistency.
So you have to have some consistency, which means you have to post consistently out across social media to get some activity. People cannot build a relationship with you if you do not make yourself available.
Which I haven't for the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks. So I've noticed my stuff has gone down. So a little sidebar there, Ms. Estelle, see an impact. The word is consistency.
Well, for the peace of mind, it's control.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes more sense for. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. But I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, ladies. What's yes, the big aha moment here? my big aha moment is I need to keep revolving into the person that I really want to be and how I want to show up in this world. Big aha for you, Sherry. Any big ahas today?
I think the big aha was connecting your blog post and Pocket Cast together and trying to drive people to the Pocket Cast and then create the Pocket Cast with different activities that are going to be fall related for the month of October. And then for the month of November, activities and relate them back to impact that way. And that way I can start to build one of my things that I realized recently is I need to, after this book's done, and Esther book I know is going to be in there as well, but one thing I need to do is I need to create something for kids that has that. So whether it's an activity book that moms can use for the kids or the actual stuff for the kids, I'm not sure, but I need to think about the kids and how to take one activity and adapt it, excuse me. So
when you're writing for the magazine, for the Freestyle Living magazine, we're only going to do one link at the bottom. So make sure that when they click through that you have them land where you want them to land.
I know.
Estella, how about you? Any aha moments today?
A lot. First of all, the magazine and just seeing the topics and the opportunity for connectivity with my fellow sisters and ghosts and writers. That was huge for me. And I have to say the other major aha for me was the topic that you gave as opposed to what I had. I love the peace of mind. You could do a lot with that because that's what we're all about, both in terms of the services and the opportunity to earn additional income and have peace of mind about how you're going to eat.
Well, and you can even branch out. And I wanted to make it broad enough that you could not only talk about Legal Shield and all different aspects of Legal Shield, but you could also talk about just your passion of, mm-hmm. of fairness and equality and all of those things. You know, you can weave a lot of conversation under that kind of a heading. And that's, I was trying to think of something broad enough, but by all means, if you like it and love it, that's perfect. But if you want to change it like Sherry, that's perfect too. I want you to feel like this is your corner of the magazine.
Right. Because peace of mind, even in the workplace for the business owner, for, you know, families, teenagers, I mean, parents with teenagers, hold. Love it.
Okay.
And then the other piece was remembering to weave some of my story in everything that I write. I have a lot of things here, but the other one that was a real good aha for me was the story that you gave about the lady that had the business, mm-hmm. and how she showed up. That was something I'm going to remember. Because, you know, when you're writing, sometimes you can get a little agitated and whatnot, yeah. and you need to be careful. I try to be tactful, and usually I am. But you just hit the nail on the head in terms of the importance of doing that. And then, of course, just the things that you and Sherry showed in terms of how to get my thoughts out there so that I can see them both on the post-it boards. I mean, the posters as well as the Asana. Probably the Trello, because I keep hearing about Trello. So I want to, you know, look at that
play
as
around
well.
And pick the
and
one
the Linktree, that was the other piece that was huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the best technology out there is the ones you're going to use.
Mm-hmm. Well, you first have to know that they exist before you can use them.
Yeah, but when you go out and check around, sometimes it just doesn't it doesn't connect with you, or you don't connect, you think, oh, this is too hard. And if you feel that way, then don't use that one. Find something that works for you. And as you evolve, your understanding of technology will also evolve, and the actual products, the tools that you use will evolve. I see Sherry doesn't, she's a rolling stone. She doesn't, nothing stays the same.
International rolling stone.
As soon as she learns something new, she's like, I'm on it.
Yeah.
That's what I love about Sherry. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, this was wonderful. Mm-hmm.
All right. Good conversation today. So start writing, get some blogs out there. Get some magazine articles out there. Let's start building your tribe.
Okay. Thank you very much.
See you gals later.
Okay. Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Have a safe trip to Florida.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.